Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The people around you are good for one thing and one thing only.
What is that?
Terrible advice.
Oh, yeah.
Because whether it's one-on-one or you listen to the terrible phone calls that come into the break room, 90% of the advice you hear, horrible advice from people who don't know what they're talking about.
Yes.
Yet, those people seem to have no problem yelling at the top of their lungs why you should be listening to them and why you're an idiot for not taking their advice. And that's exactly what hate mail today is all about. Because we in the room all knew the advice Tommy was given 2 weeks ago was awful.
Yes.
But not only does this guy think it was good advice, Tommy and everyone else who questioned this advice?
Yeah.
Well, you're a bunch of soft bitches. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week, and it was about 14 days ago.
Yeah.
Tommy told us the story of the coyote in his backyard and the advice he got from his brother on how to take care of it.
So
he had a loose coyote.
So I tell my brother I have a coyote in the backyard, and his suggestion was, well, you can't shoot it because that would make too much noise. You should take up archery, bow and arrow, and then shoot it with a bow and arrow, kill it.
And he was serious.
Yeah, he goes, you know, you practice, and then you wait, and you walk around with a bow and arrow all the time, like it's Sherwood Forest, and you shoot it.
And you have how much bow and arrow experience?
A lot, if you want to go back to 1972, and it was summer camp, so none.
Okay.
And by the way, you'd have to get hunting arrows, and I realized this too. Hunting arrows aren't target arrows.
Oh.
Like you shoot into a target. A hunting arrow looks like a flying knife.
Oh.
It has like a point and it's nasty.
Oh,
looking.
I've seen those. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, it goes through deer and it can go through a freaking engine block.
Shut up with the engine block, man.
No, don't say that. I'm going to get a bunch of calls. Tommy's wrong.
Just one engine block. Just one.
So we had the discussion in the room and we all laughed our asses off.
Yes. I laughed at my brother and I normally just nod him off. I go, you're insane, man. I'm like, what are you drinking?
Just Tommy shooting a bow and arrow in general would be funny, but him aiming at a moving target, hilarious.
You remember those old cartoons, Kimmy the Looney Tunes cartoons, where Daffy Duck would try and shoot the bow and arrow and he would actually fly backwards? That's exactly what
I was actually pretty good with the bow and arrow.
So on the rare occasion, shut up, that the break room all agrees, it turns out we have a dissenter.
Okay, somebody says this is a good idea.
No, not only does he think it's a good idea... He's pissed at you.
Okay.
And he's pissed at everyone in the greater Rochester area that isn't man enough to handle stuff themselves. Actual physical letters sent by folks telling us we suck, wanting us fired through the mail with stamps on them and everything. Mm. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I don't see a problem with killing an animal that could kill your animal in your backyard with a bow and arrow or a rifle or trapping it and killing it that way. That's your property, right? Are you a that isn't going to protect what's yours? Or are you a man who's going to do what has to be done? Tommy, guys like you are the people that I hate the most. You don't want to get your hands dirty. You want someone else to take care of an easy problem that you should be able to handle on your own. Why don't you learn a new skill that would protect your home and family? No, you're going to call in someone that isn't a bitch to take care of it for you because that's the way the world works now. Call someone else, let someone else handle it. Have someone else pay your bills. Hell, why do people that go to work even go to work anymore? Why not set up some government daycare for all you beta males that don't want to do anything on your own? Take care of your own issues and stop looking around for real men to handle them for you. Maybe then your wife would respect you and you wouldn't get laughed at on a daily basis on your radio show. Sincerely, Dave.
That is an angry man.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine if my wife looked out the window and saw me like down in position with a bow and arrow. She would actually want to get a gun to take me out of my misery.
No. Why can't you just be a man and learn how to use a bow and arrow?
At my age.
Or beat it to death with a baseball bat or whatever.
Or just attack it with my bare hand.
Yeah. Instead
bend it over and BF that animal. Tell them who's what's for.
Instead of leaning on a professional. Why would you not do that?
And by the way, those professionals, it keeps the economy going.
That sounds like a beta male puss, according to this letter.
The funniest part, too, is let's say you did decide you were going to take care of this problem on your own, and something goes horribly wrong, you get injured, or something bad happens. That person that criticized you for not doing it on your own is going to criticize you for doing it on your own and doing it wrong, or what an idiot, who would try that? They're just never going to be satisfied with the way you handle it.
It's a no-win situation, because let's say I pull it off. Mm-hmm. Let's say I stick this coyote good. I drop him right there, blood. It looks like the Kennedy assassination, right? What do I do with it? I got a dead animal. I got to go bury this like a mob hit in the middle.
You have a dead animal.
Be like Goodfellas in the middle of the night. Hey, you got to dig the hole. You said you dig the hole. I had to dig the hole the last time. Yeah, what do you do with it?
You make a head out of it, you bitch. And you wear it around as a trophy.
With the arrow? They're going to know it was me.
Not only do you have a dead animal you have to take care of now, but you have horrified neighbors because somebody somewhere in your neighborhood is going to witness this happen.
How about I got horrified wife?
That too.
So going back to the letter. Now, we've gotten some calls and letters with bad advice.
Yeah, this is about as badass crazy as...
This is the worst of all time.
Yeah.
Because the arrogance in this letter is unmatched. Mm-hmm. Dave, who writes this letter, he doesn't want help from anybody for anything.
No, he's a man's man. He's ruggedly independent.
He can handle any situation.
Well, hell, I built these railroads and built every dam this country ever needed.
That's right. And you know why?
Why that?
Because he says so.
Yeah.
That's right. That's it. In reality, Dave doesn't know how good he is at things.
No.
How can you know how good you are at things you've never done? And if you never take anyone else's advice, if you never hire an expert to help you with anything, well, then you never have anything to compare yourself to and the work that you do, which gives you this sense of superiority when in reality, you're a dick that doesn't know what he's doing. You're just a louder, more arrogant, much more stupid dick.
And that's men. That's men.
Yeah, right?
Because that was my old man. My old man was a big do-it-yourself. Now, he had the bank to have these things done, right?
Okay.
Save a bunch of money, do it myself. All of it sucked. All of it looked like crap. I used to remember, like, he tried to put up a bookshelf once, and he put massive holes in the wall.
Yeah.
And put it up. You know, my mother goes, there's a hole in the wall. He goes, yeah, you put a book there. You won't even see it. Like, it was his answer. You just put a book there.
But, like, that's exactly what this guy's saying.
Yeah.
I got under control. I know what I'm doing.
No, it looks like crap. You don't know what you're doing.
And the specific advice Dave gives here, hate mail of the week, Dave writes a letter criticizing Tommy for not wanting to kill a coyote and essentially goes scorched earth because every man should know how to do everything and not need help from anybody. Right?
Yeah.
His advice specifically, kill everything yourself that you don't want, is uber stupid for a bunch of reasons. The biggest one, the margin of error is razor thin. Because let's say I want to take a home project on my own.
All right.
Let's say I finish my basement.
All right.
If I make a mistake finishing my basement,
sure.
Worst case scenario, I have to call someone to fix it and do it right. Right? It'll cost me extra money and that sucks and I'll be embarrassed, but eventually everything will be fine.
Right.
If you start using weapons that you're untrained to use with an unpredictable wild animal in your backyard, very little margin for error. Because if you miss, where is that bullet or shell or arrow going?
Well, I could take out my neighbor or his above ground pool or his you know, anything in the yard. How about if it goes into the window of the house? You know, those arrows, they can go through like three houses.
How about you piss off the animal and comes charging at you?
Okay, that's another one.
You're going to hurt yourself.
What's that capable of? How do you know you're not going to hurt yourself? Just using the weapon in
general.
Could do that. Because you're not familiar with it. Like, it's the stupidest effing thing you could do. Yet, Dave, and I know there are Daves out there listening that agree with him, all you Daves, encouraging it.
Because I'm guessing it's illegal to shoot a bow and arrow in my backyard.
Yeah, we established it was. Established.
I mean, even if I just set up like a target to just practice. Like in my backyard, I'm guessing I got to be like X amount of feet away from like a residence.
We discovered that
500 feet.
Bow and arrows are actually firearms. So yeah, if you live in a town that you can't discharge a firearm,
okay,
you can't
so I can't do it. All right.
Now to that point, 222-6000. Pete is on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, brother?
Good. What's up? Yeah, it is illegal because I got in trouble for it. It was just a spot. It was like a village of Phelps. I mean, it was a real small place, and we had like a 3-acre back lawn that we were renting. And I was practicing shooting my bow because I used to be a bow hunter. Mm. And the authorities showed up and said, we're not going to charge you this time, but don't ever do it again. It's like, okay.
Sorry, guys, I'm going away now. Sorry about that.
Yep. Oh, and I had one of the powerful bows that go through, you know, a crossbow that goes through 7 engine blocks.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. That's a badass bow right there.
Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Pete. Okay, so here's the thing.
Right.
And I think this is what we need to remember as Dave writes his letter and all these people are getting ready to go, Dave's right, this is what's wrong with society. Mistakes happen everywhere in life.
Oh, sure.
And you don't know when they're going to happen. But if the stakes are super high, for example, using a weapon
to kill my neighbor.
Okay. Don't put yourself in a position to make a mistake.
Okay.
Seems simple enough.
Yeah, pretty much. But we still do it.
No, but like this entire letter and the whole conversation and what your brother said, all of this boils down to the biggest personality flaw in men across the world.
What is that?
We don't want to ask for help.
No.
It's part of our pride.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The other part is the beating that we will take from guys around us if we ask for help.
Yeah.
Because like you did the right thing, Tommy.
Mm.
You knew you couldn't handle the situation. You looked somewhere else for assistance.
Yeah.
And now you're getting your ass kicked by some idiot and your brother who's beating animals with baseball bats in their backyard. Right?
Which, by the way, my brother has never like attempted this. He did shoot an iguana with his gun with a silencer. But I mean, like that could have went horribly wrong. What if that thing ricocheted off, you know, hit his neighbor? But here's the other thing, like, and to Kimmy's point, so let's say I try this thing and it goes wrong. You think any of these guys are going to help you out with this great advice?
Well, no, because you did it wrong. You didn't do it the way they told you.
You should do it at night. You need some night vision goggles.
You got to buy all the equipment.
Like I'm in Fallujah now taking this thing out.
Like it's easy to look like a genius when the advice you're not using.
Yes, or never will use.
And have the ability to go back and go, well, you didn't do it the way I told you to do it. God, I hate people like this.
That's my family. That's everybody's family. It's everybody's brother.
This is the same guy who goes, you know, what regrets do you have? And you're like, no regrets. No regrets. Even the mistakes led to good things. No, never would I change anything I ever did in my life. Ever. Now shoot that coyote in the face with the bow.
I do wonder how many guys that dish out that advice would actually do it themselves if they had the same problem.
It's a good question.
Or if they just tell you this is how you should do it because this is what I saw once on TV.
By the way, I couldn't even shoot the damn. Let's say the thing looks adorable. Like, there's no way I could even kill it.
What if it starts talking about your mother?
Oh, you'd probably get a job on the morning show. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know they're vicious, but I'm in the house.
Face to face.
You almost want to pet the damn thing. It looks like a dog. It looks like a scrawny-ass dog.
You know what happened, right?
What?
Like, you put an arrow through the thing, like, ah, here comes, like, four little pups.
Mama? Oh, yeah, thank you, yeah.
I know.
Mommy? Like, wake up, mommy?
Yeah.
They're talking.
And now I got to raise them. I got a half coyote kid in my backyard.
It's a whole coyote kid, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Do 6000. Keith is on CMF. Hey, Keith, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Thank you.
What's up?
Hey, if you have a problem like that, you know, I have one with, you know, those animals in my backyard, and I couldn't shoot. I couldn't do anything. My fiance would get pissed, so I ordered a blow dart gun. Wait. And they come with all different.
Whoa, hold on. Keith, you can't curse, buddy. You can't curse. All right, let me just recap because we had to dump you. You got a blow dart gun.
Because he's Tarzan?
Yeah. You know, like the Aborigines did. I just shot that thing and it never had a problem again.
Keith, are you serious?
Yeah, you get all different types of arrows or little metal spike things that you can shoot.
You guys have voodoo dolls.
Okay.
You get a blow dart gun. Jesus Christ,
well,
man.
Wait, did you kill it or did you just scare it off? Like it ran away and never
came
back?
No, it laughed its ass off.
When I sting it, the thing, you hit it and the thing just gets all freaked out and spins around and takes off. So hopefully it doesn't come back. I haven't seen it since, so.
Okay. Keith, can I ask
those
you?
Are also illegal.
I have so many questions. All did you practice? Like, did you practice with a target first? Like, how did you get good at blow darts?
It's not really hard. You just kind of spit it out like a spitball, you know? As long as it's close enough, you know, you got about 50 yards.
So it's ready, set, blow?
Thing, not a problem.
Go home.
Yeah.
Keith, can I ask you a question, buddy? Can I say, and I appreciate your call. Yeah. I really do. Did you not listen to a word we just said? Because we just had a discussion about...
Get yourself a blow dart.
Yeah, like this advice is stupid and don't have guys do things that they're not experienced with and the margin of error is thin. Mm. And you called up and suggested use a blow dart gun.
Yeah.
yeah, there's no margin of error. It's not going to go anywhere. You got pretty good aim, and it's not going to do anything to, you know, your neighbors or anything.
Comes
it's
with really a loincloth and a vine to swing down on.
That's right.
All right. Keith, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Me, boy, and Jane going to go out and kill this thing.
I thought Keith was kidding when he called about the blow dart gun, and he was not.
They had to be illegal. A blow dart gun has to be illegal.
Irony is dead. It's dead. Yeah, you know, don't do this thing. And you know, it's okay to have somebody else. You know what you got to do?
Blow dart.
Blow dart gun, man.
Silent but deadly. That's what I'm saying. Every time you saw those things, it was like it's some jungle movie you watch, right?
Is a blowgun the same thing, I'm guessing?
Don't Google that.
Well, it says blowguns are not illegal in New York State, but are illegal in New York City.
You don't want any of them city blow darts.
Worst drive-by ever. Damn it, I missed. Go, circle back.